Eye of the tiger is the thrill of the
He's got little boxing gloves.
Dude. Like punches.
He's gonna fight Drogo.
little green boxing gloves.
I break him. If he dies.
He's punching little frog legs.
Dude, they already set it up with the egg eating.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Geek Life HQ. I'm Mel Gobson.
This is Mel Gobson.
Voody, voody, voo. In this episode, voody, voo with the piggy in the hood. This episode, we're going to talk about the Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
We're so excited about that episode and about the series that we don't even know what to say, dude.
Matt got so excited before he hit record, he said, episode.
Episode? Episode?
It's like, what are we talking about this episode? So in this episode, we're going to talk about Mandalorian.
I like how they're finally ahead of the game when it comes to merchandising stuff. Because last year they were so far behind it. It was ridiculous.
Oh, they had that shit planned this year.
So before you listen any further, if you're not caught up in The Mandalorian, we're going to talk about the entire series and the entire season 2.
And so we're going to talk about what maybe we're going to think happens next season.
Yeah, so spoilers if you haven't finished it yet. So turn it off now, or you can spoil it for yourself.
And if you haven't watched it yet, get a fucking life and watch it, because
I would say that
everybody's
too.
Fucking watched it.
And if you're in jail, break
like,
out.
If you're one of those guys that has like a girlfriend or a wife and a life, go fuck yourself.
Nice.
What are you listening to this for anyway?
And then I just get it out of the way now. GeekLifeHQ.com, GeekLifeHQ on Instagram.
Yeah.
At GeekLifeHQ. Get at us somehow. Let us know what you think.
Daily content. How about that?
Updated daily. We try to.
Lately, we've been doing pretty good.
On Facebook daily, but on Instagram weekly.
I don't know. I think I've been hitting the Instagram a little more. Twitter, I don't fuck. You guys handle that.
I just talk shit to liberals on Twitter.
it's not even that. It's not even just like people who are liberal or conservative or anything like that. You just shit talk, period. Just like,
I know, and then we always get the, oops, I didn't know I was on the Geek Life site.
Yeah, I know. I don't always mean to do it on Geek Life. Because I have three accounts, dude. That's of course. Click of a button, dude.
Yeah.
My personal, that says my name. I got the duo finds, and I have Geek Life. And it just gets
And your
jumbled.
OnlyFans page.
No OnlyFans yet, dude. But maybe next year we'll get
He's going to do OnlyFans in the Mando helmet.
You know, I bet people would buy that.
I bet so, too. He's got a life-size
on,
Baby
Berber.
Yoda hold.
Come on, Berber. This is
it's been done before, because I used to follow a chick on Instagram that had... She was very. What's it called when you don't want to see your face, like anonymical.
Anonymity.
Anonymity. Oh. So she was like completely like bra and panty, but like a Boba Fett helmet. So that's already been done.
Well, not by a dude.
I'm sure dudes have do it too, but
by you.
Okay, not by one of the three of us. We haven't done
it. Fuck it, dude. If I can make some money, dude, I'll fucking.
Nobody
I'll
wants to see like a hairy fat.
I'll spread my butt cheeks as the name. Mando Honcho.
Seriously, like nobody wants to see like a hairy fat dude with a bunch of skin tags on his back. Fucking.
It's a little personal here. I feel attacked.
I feel triggered.
Not triggered. Ah.
Well, I'm fucking spreading my butt cheeks under the name Mando Honcho if you'd like to purchase.
Oh, that reminds me. You got any of that bleach left?
I need to bleach my fucking eyeballs.
Yeah, bleach your eyeball first, then your asshole.
Enough of Mando Honcho's butt spread.
Wow.
Let's jump into it. What the fuck do you guys think of the episode?
Wow.
Season finale.
Wow.
Let's just skip the whole fucking season. The whole season, I don't give a fuck. Let's talk about the end of it.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about... Did we not talk about the one right before this one, or are we caught up yet?
I think
me and you did.
Yeah, okay, we did.
Matt was not part of that conversation. Right. He was gone that episode.
It's all right.
Okay, so Scorched Earth, we're just moving on.
Scorched Earth, burn it down, we're moving on. But, dude, like, fucking this whole episode, you know what's coming, dude. You know what's coming with the Dark Troopers. You know,
yeah,
and you just
so much
know it's
setup.
Coming, but you don't
know how. I just want to say how great were the Dark Troopers, dude.
Cool as fuck, dude.
Dude, and that music, dude, the pop, pop,
yes.
Pop, pop, pop,
but it was like a dubstep. Fucking dubstep, dude. That's so
it was like,
cool, man.
It was like classical mixed with dubstep, dude. I fucking loved it, dude. As soon as dude that little wop 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 wop, I'm like, yes,
that was cool, man. I want that dude to remix a whole fucking song like that, dude.
Yeah, and the thing that surprised me, they haven't used a single stitch of Star Wars music.
No.
Nothing. None of the, like, they've got that guy that does, you know, like that whole Mando stuff.
Yeah.
They don't do any of it, like, not the Imperial March, not the Star Wars music, nothing.
That's a young kid, man. On the behind the scenes, we watch, like, the behind the music one.
Yeah, he's
And it's this weird, like, Australian or New Zealand dude.
Actually, I think he's, like, Norwegian. His name's, like, he was Ludwig or something like that.
Or something, but it's, like, he's from... But
you,
like,
related?
He's talking about, like, all these weird instruments he's using, and he just seems like a stoner fuck. And I'm like, who is this fucking piece of shit? And then, like, in the next fucking scene, dude, he's, like, on a classic piano. I'm like, oh, I'll shut up then.
Dark and ominous tones. Bomb, bomb.
So, yeah, but it was... To get that insight, it just makes the music that much better. Mm. And to see that they remix it, that same theme, they remix it in different ways throughout the whole, every fucking episode uses it a little bit differently.
Oh, definitely.
Like, there's, like, a marchier one, then there's, like, the dubstep one, but it's all that kind of same.
They use different things, like, they're using Asian instruments and all that,
and
they're integrating, like, the characters, and it's one of those things where the music of this show is a character.
Yes.
Because
totally.
It tells you where you are based on, you're on this planet.
Yes.
This is the music for Tatooine. This is the music for that blue milk fucking
planet. I'm not going to lie, dude. The theme song to The Mandalorian, dude, I fucking dig it, too. Yeah. And it's like,
fuck yeah, dude. We always listen to it, man. The last couple of road trips, dude, we just put that shit on repeat, dude. That's on, this on, dude.
Dude, I have... Dude, that's actually what I was listening to on my way over. I'm not even going to lie. But I had the Samuel Kim version up. Dude, Samuel Kim does a little techno beat with it, dude. Fucking badass. And there's also a rock version. Dude, here, I'll play the rock version. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Dude, on guitars, dude.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it's fucking theme song, dude.
Oh, that's pretty sick. That's like that's like some Tron shit. It is. It's like Tron Legacy.
Except for it's all on guitar, man.
Yeah. That's like Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah. See, what gets me is that just that drum beat, dude. Yeah. It's this dun-dun. And you just know, dude. Yeah. You know shit's gonna go down, man.
Oh, they got electric drums on this.
Let's not do a complete copyright strike, dude.
Nice. That's pretty sick. Yeah, no, I'm with it. That's like Nine Inch Nails, how they have like six remixes of the same song in the CD, but I still buy it.
But see,
I'm like, fuck it.
I think because it's just got that Western like tone to it almost,
like you were saying, it's like all the different Asian influence, but it's modern too.
Yeah.
So it's just a nice package that relates to everybody, dude. And I kind of think that beat kind of sounds like a heartbeat, dude.
Yeah,
the heartbeat for the show, man. It's fucking cool, man. I dig it, man. I love it.
But yeah, back to the last episode.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, because we got lost in the
jetpacks. That's what I want to know. That's all I want to know.
But okay. Death Troopers, badass. Definitely harder to kill than I thought.
He kills one, though.
He kills one, but I mean, takes a shit ton.
You just gotta fucking get him in the neck, dude.
Yeah.
You know? In the neck!
In the neck!
In my fucking neck! But he's getting his ass kicked, dude.
Crazy, man.
Like, the thing is just stomping on him, dude. And, like, nothing is helping, man.
Yeah.
And why can't Gideon call him off, or he just doesn't?
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah,
no.
So. No,
he thought he had the upper hand. So.
Yeah.
And talk about how cool that guy is. The fact that he knows what's going on beforehand. He ends up in the jail because he figures, well, if I win, good, I get away. If I lose, then, you know, I can still leverage this because she's got to fight him for that fucking saber.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant fucking bad guy.
Yeah.
That's what's his name in Breaking Bad, dude?
Yeah, Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was he? The Pollo Loco guy.
Pollo Loco, dude. So that's totally, he's the same type of bad guy, dude.
But he definitely enunciates more in this, instead of just talking like this.
Well, yeah.
But the one thing, because he says it's Bo-Katan's saber, how do you get it from her to begin with?
He probably
I know, but like,
stole it or something.
He seems like the guy who'd kill people. He wouldn't just let him bow out.
He doesn't seem like the type that would necessarily do the dirty work himself, though.
Because
he's always
true.
Sending, like, he's a big delegator.
True.
You know?
Yeah. So, I want to know how they got it away from her.
Maybe she never had it. You know, it could be something like that. So,
well, no, it didn't. Right. When it was on, didn't you say this was Bo-Katan's saber? And he,
yeah,
she wants
no,
it back.
So it definitely belongs to her. I guess if she's the
or maybe she was
yeah,
the rightful heir. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's gonna be season three, dude. It's gonna be him versus her.
Yeah.
With hints of Baby Yoda throughout, with Luke training Baby Yoda, dude.
You know he's gonna be going for the fucking throne. And, yes. and he's going to be like, I don't want this. But that's why they're going to give it to him.
Yes.
Be like, yes, that's fucking great.
And they're going to have they're gonna have a Rocky montage with Grogu. Cracking it.
The best. It's the higher the get you down. It's just the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the
He's got little boxing gloves.
He's got little boxing gloves.
Dude. Like
he's got to fight Drogo.
little green boxing gloves.
I break him. If he dies, he dies.
He's punching little frog legs.
Dude, they already set it up with the egg eating.
Yeah. Nice. Rocky Six.
How great would it be Grogu. like Luke's like, here's your trainer, and it's fucking Sylvester Stallone dressed up like an alien.
No. It's the old guy. He's like, Grogu, he's a cock. He's a cocksucker.
You gotta eat frog's legs and spit thunder.
Yeah. You can die and rock it.
Get back in there, Grogu.
Die,
you're a
Grogu.
Fucking bum.
Yeah, you're a fucking bum, Grogu. Fuck you.
And at the end of his fight, he's like,
Dude, he sounds.
We already got Apollo Creed.
Dude, he sounds like the kid from F is for Family.
And then I saw a pussy.
Well, you got Bill Burr in there, so that's perfect.
What the fuck is going on?
He's like, I'll put that fucking green thing through the wall.
Through the fucking wall.
Dude,
I love that show.
But the fucking lead up, dude, when Luke's coming in, you fucking see the X-Wing, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking know
what
it's him.
What are you thinking at that
no,
point?
You,
right? I'm not going to say butthole pucker? You know it's him, but at the same time, dude. In the back of your mind, you're like, okay, they're not putting Luke in
no
this.
Way.
I didn't think it. I didn't think
no
I'm like.
No fucking. I mean, that was came out of nowhere, dude.
Nowhere, yeah.
Where complete are you going? Surprise. Nowhere, dude. Out of nowhere, man. Yep. But you see the X-Wing, you know it's him. And you see the black, you know it's him. And you see the lightsaber, you know it's him. But they keep showing you these things.
Until you see the green color and you're like, wait a
minute.
Dude,
yeah. They keep showing you the things like you say it's him, but then they show you something that's, oh, it's not him.
Yeah, dude, I was going back and forth like,
oh, it's not him.
I knew, okay. I was second guessing myself up until I saw that green saber go, I'm like,
it's him. But
I
then,
saw the glove.
But then the glove got me too. I'm like, it's got to be fucking him, dude. Or I don't even know, dude. Who the fuck else can it be?
Would
dude?
You have been pissed if he didn't reveal his face?
Yeah, probably.
So.
I would have been.
I think
pissed.
So too. To be like, what the fuck?
But they already have an actor that's gonna play a young Luke, so it's not gonna be the CGI bullshit that they did in this. That was just a nod to Mark Hamill, but they found somebody that's gonna play him.
Did Hamill
dude,
do the voice?
Honestly, the dude who played in all the Marvel movies,
yeah,
looks
Sebastian
just,
Stan,
yeah, he
looks
just
exactly
fucking
like
him.
Yeah.
Oh, Bucky.
Yeah. Dude, that's all I need is just to fucking.
It's not
him.
Yeah, I know.
I was listening.
You already got him for another show.
I can't remember the actor's name, but it's not going to be him. And Luke's going to play an integral part in the series going forward, dude. Which is that's a time frame you don't see of Luke, dude.
Yeah.
And I think he was a wasted character at one point because you see him when he gets his best, and then he fucking goes away, dude. And then you see him when he's old.
Yeah. And like, then he pops up as a angry old old
like,
man.
What?
That's like,
why?
Leave me alone. Get off.
Why
my,
is he like that?
Get off my goddamn yard.
Hopefully we find out, dude.
Want some blue milk?
But dude,
wait, was that Brimley the Jedi?
Want some blue milk?
It doesn't give you the diabetes.
Give me the diarrhea.
Did I ever tell you I lost my hand to the beatus?
Oh, God. Use the brim. I was in Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I was there.
Goddamn Endor.
It was a vicious
Endor. Damn near Rector.
Oh my
damn
God.
Damn horrible battle, that battle at Endor.
Who else would you want to see, like, in the show, man? Because they open a door right here, man.
How pissed would you have been if it took his hood off and it was like, I'm Lando Clovis here.
And it's fucking Jar Jar Binks, dude.
Oh, I would have fucking puked.
He's like, me, like, oh, sorry. I use a black glove.
Oh, no.
I'm here to train the child.
Oh, God. He's got to be dead by now, right? I mean, you think about it. It's like they totally jerked off the fans here. I mean, you've got Boba Fett showing up out of nowhere years and years and years. People are like, he's not dead. He's not dead. And now it's canon. Holy shit. And not even just that. He's a fucking badass.
But
you
I
know?
Look.
He's never acted like that when he was a kid.
No.
You know, or younger or whatever. But that was awesome.
Best. Luke stole the show, though, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
that yeah. basically was like, that's just a fucking shart, dude. The Boba Fett stuff. And this was the full-blown, like, diarrhea, yeah. like, masterpiece.
Well, they literally did everything that they could do. They brought back every character, pretty much, that's alive from the first season, right? They blew up his fucking ship. They gave the kid a name. Yeah. They brought back someone who we didn't even expect to see, which was Ahsoka.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, oh, guess what? Now there's other Mandalorians. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Like, wow.
So they basically,
this is a total escalation.
They opened it up, dude. So each season can be kind of a new thing.
Yeah.
And utilizing the kid. But I like how they closed the book on Grogu.
Yes.
Like, here's where he came from. Here's where he's at. We'll finish that story later. But this is called The Mandalorian, you fuckers. Not not baby fucking Yoda.
Bill Burr's got to come back next season.
He will. Definitely.
He's got to be back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that they brought back Horatio Sands and all that, it's like they're definitely going to be bringing him back.
And so. Bill Burr is like anti-Star Wars. He's like, nah, fuck those fucking nerds. You want to be in it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You're going to get me in Daddy's Home 3?
That's pretty much how. But, dude, that's all actors. They're like, fuck this. And then they're like, I'm going to do this because they're giving me a lot of money.
Yeah. And I read the script and it was fucking good. You know, that's him.
Like, what was it good? I mean, you just said something at a table and shot someone. He's like, yeah, like that fucking movie.
That dude. That
you mean Star Wars?
The guy who he shot was the Rob Zombie guy. Yeah. He's in all the Rob Zombie movies. Yeah. He played his fucking weird.
Jerked up teeth.
Little fucking too many teeth.
Is that the wolf?
That's why
I fucking recognize him.
Yeah, it's okay. He's in all the Rob Zombie movies. Yeah. He's playing all the creeps.
That guy's awesome. He's like,
good. He plays
a man
good back.
Man that knows his history lesson, huh?
And he's in the new Tremors. Tremors fucking
oh,
8.
Oh, cool.
Shrieker Island or whatever.
I definitely thought it's like, okay, whoever this guy is, he's definitely commanding the fucking room. Yeah. So I'm like, they got someone good. Like, I don't know who he is from the top of my head, but now that you said that, I'm like, okay, he was in 3 from Hell.
Yeah.
He
yes.
was in the 300 or whatever that was. He was fucking good. Gnarled tooth looking motherfucker.
All right, well, let's get to the subject at hand of right after I watched, well, Matt watched it, I get the text, I got a tear. Did you not cry?
Dude.
I guess I'm a heartless bastard because I did not shed a tear.
Like, for them.
I was standing up at the end. I was just like, holy shit.
For them to pull that much emotion from an anatomic thing, being the child, baby Grogu.
Oh, when he's like looking away.
And he like touches his little hand on his, when he takes his helmet off. Mm-hmm. You're like, holy fuck, dude. I mean, I wasn't full out bawling, but like, they were coming out, dude.
Hey, I'm not judging you.
You know,
right. Hey,
I mean,
Kevin Smith posted all his a picture of himself crying.
Seriously, dude. Like, it foreshadows the episode before where he takes it off the face scan.
Mm-hmm.
And that opens up a world, too. Why did it accept this scan and why did it give him the info? So he has a whole nother backstory with him. And why it took his face scan to get the coordinates of the ship.
Oh, I thought it just had to scan your face. I didn't think
I don't think it had any.
Like, they didn't have him in a database. It just had to scan his face.
Yeah. I thought to get in, you had to know you.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, we didn't even. Like, we've been kind of, like, talking about that episode. That previous episode where he's on top of the convoy
kicking
that could
ass.
Explode and all that, and he's just beating the fuck out of these aliens. That was awesome.
That was a great fight.
Yeah, that was
a great episode.
For fight scenes, that's like one of the best of the series.
Completely different than the next episode.
Well, I'm
too.
Not going to lie. Like,
different than the one before.
The first few episodes of the season, I kind of lost hope. I was like, man, this is kind of just dragging on and not that great.
The first one was great.
Yeah, the first one was great. And then, like, the one where, like, they're in the with the snow spiders and that bullshit.
That was a filler
like,
episode.
It was.
Oh, you didn't like that? I thought it was very, like, John Carpenter the Thing. And, like, I thought that was kind of
cool. It was
Aliens, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, who directed that one?
Probably like Bryce Dallas Howard.
I don't think she directed that one.
She did one. Favreau did one. And
who directed this last one?
Well, it wasn't Kevin Smith. I'll tell you that.
Filoni probably.
Filoni did the second to last one. I don't know if he did this one too.
Yeah, I know he did a few.
Well, I know Boba Fett was done by Rodriguez.
Oh, that was the one. Okay, that was a badass episode.
The Western one with Justified.
No, that was a different one. But Rodriguez did the one where he was on the planet on the rock, and then they blew up the Razor Crest.
Where Boba Fett finally showed
up. Oh, okay, and the kid was doing his little meditating.
Yeah.
That wasn't that cute as shit, dude.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Rodriguez's episode. I do know
that was a good one. Yeah.
That
guy can fucking direct, man.
It's good.
I tell you.
I like his horror movies.
He's got good shit. Like, even the stuff like Sharkboy and Lava Girl and all that, like, he tells a cohesive tale, and it's like, it has lasted this long because it's actually a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
So, even though it's a kids movie, but
so
it's still
you guys
movie.
Didn't cry.
I was standing up like all excited, like holy
emotions,
shit.
Emotions though.
So, I mean, there was some emotions.
I feel emotions, okay. But like not fucking, I didn't feel them about this.
You're so. Not fucking heartless fucks then.
No,
all right.
No,
I wasn't like at home like oh god.
Well, I wasn't
but
either.
I was like.
Aww. I'm just saying, dude.
Trust me,
like,
I have my moments about things, but just...
for a show to pull the trigger that hard in that direction to fucking push away their cash cow is pretty amazing. They're gonna stick to their guns. They're that confident in what they have for season three that they don't need to rely just on the baby Yoda.
Well,
shit.
Dude, let's be honest, dude. Jon Favreau, dude, could sit in a room with Disney and be like, "I'm gonna take a shit on a piece of paper and film it," and they're gonna be like. Go for it. Here's a bunch of money. That dude has made Disney so much fucking money at this point. They don't give a fuck what he does.
Yeah.
He brought back Marvel.
Yeah.
He brought back Star Wars now. So Disney just needs to like fucking slob his knob.
Did you watch that Films That Made Us, the Christmas edition with
I did,
Elf?
Yeah.
So talk about that. So basically his whole career comes from, you know, he directed Swingers.
Yep.
Right? Or was it Made? Like he did
Maid. He wrote Swingers.
Right?
He didn't direct it.
So they're filming the movie Old School, and you know Vince Vaughn's all like, "Hey, I got a guy, I got a friend," you know, and he's like, "Oh yeah, John Favreau, check him out." So they get him cheap and all that, and he had this really great vision for the movie Elf. So he goes in and does Elf. From Elf, you know, that's where his career starts. Then he goes on to fucking Iron Man, Cowboys and Aliens, Iron Man 2, like the Avengers, like all those fucking movies and shit like that came from that one experience.
Came from Swingers, dude.
Well,
actually came from Elf.
Yeah, it came from Vince Vaughn in Old School.
He wouldn't have had Elf if he didn't do Swingers and have the Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
some kind of connection.
I mean, he just would have been an actor, and it's like, okay, you know, you've been in this and that. You're good.
He's
actor.
Not a good actor. I mean,
he's not right.
I mean, he's like this, like the guy, like oh, get him. You know,
he's happy.
He's got like three or four different.
He's not very like versatile.
He's got three or four different characters.
He plays like the best friend, like the one-liner guy. Hey, fuck him up. Or, you know, like
did you ever see? He was in this movie. He was on Friends, and he was playing this like millionaire that wanted to be like an MMA fighter
or something like that.
Like,
and he's like a skinny version of him, right?
I'm like, I kind of see that character a lot with his stuff. You know, I'm like, that's pretty much
actually.
Happy.
I think he was a trained boxer at one time. I think that's actually
he looks
what,
like. It.
I think that's what he was going for.
Yeah, no, he's definitely played those roles and stuff like. I have no doubt that he could fuck a bitch up.
And that dude. You know, so. Another thing about this episode. It's bringing old school Star Wars fans in with the new school that they really didn't have anything, and now this is bringing them together, and I think that's a good thing because online every old school Star Wars fan is jizzing in their pants over this.
Well,
dude.
I think the thing is this time they did it right
because
they tried it with the prequels
and
they fucked those up royally.
Yeah.
To where they couldn't combine it with the prequels. You either got the people who like the prequels or the people who don't.
So, I think the second one, like halfway through the second one's good, and I think the third one's a good movie.
Well, that's because you like you like Park.
Like, yeah.
Put it this way.
You like Ray Park.
Yeah.
He gives you a boner.
Dude.
But he's only in the first movie, though.
Put it this way. There's parts of the prequels that are good.
Yeah, exactly.
But the cohesiveness of all three of the prequels isn't there. There's parts of each one that are good that...
Well, I think the problem with the prequels was they were just like, what the fuck can we stick in it?
Yeah.
Just go for it. Just whatever. Yeah,
pretty much.
My name is Qui-Gon Jinn, and I have a certain set of skills. I'm going to teach you these skills because I'm a Jedi. I have skills. It's like, okay.
What the fuck you talking about, motherfucker?
And then he proceeds.
Like, I got a purple saber, bitch.
Then he proceeds to pick up the phone and call someone and tell them that he's going to make their life a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And then he steals a car. And then we have Taken Four, the Phantom Menace.
Taken Four in space.
In space.
Bad scripts these are.
Yep.
So, like, out of the two seasons of Mandalorian, probably what's your favorite part, dude? Like,
oh, shit.
End?
I think I didn't do this one.
I think so, dude.
Gotta be the end
it
of the second.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, dude.
The
best part for me through this whole two seasons, dude, is when that elevator opens and Luke just starts fucking slicing those goddamn Dark Troopers
and you're seeing, like, shit you've never seen for him before. Like, the crunch thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's it called? The Darth Vader, like, type shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, is he evil? Is this gonna be an evil dude?
Well, like he's using those powers
is he
too.
Evil?
You know, he was or he was
perhaps
fucking
he's
him
just
up too.
Ill. Perhaps he's just ill-tempered.
Are they evil?
I want a freaking Jedi with freaking laser beams.
He's got it, dude.
And I didn't think they could take you emotionally farther than they did in the last season, last episode with the IG-11 unit that like went to like, you know, walk through the lava to save them and sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
And they had killed off all those characters. You're like, oh man, they fucking killed the I have spoken guy. Yeah, you know, and all that. And it's like, oh.
Well, they needed some deaths. Yeah. You know,
I think they could kill
IG-11 because you can just bring him back as another robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you they know? Did this season. They turned him on and he translated for the fish lady.
Yeah. So there's that, and then with the killing the I am spoken guy, dude. It's like you need a death. Dude.
Yeah,
I mean you need
one
a,
that
you,
meant something.
And that really meant something, dude. That was Mando's fucking Obi-Wan, dude.
He was my best good friend. He was my only friend.
How great would it be if Bubba Gump showed up and he's like, we got all kinds of Jedis on Mandalore. We got shrimp this. We already did the shrimp episode.
Oh, shit. Nice,
the fucking
dude.
Bulldogs are coming down to give it a shrimp.
So where do you think they're going to go, dude, season 3?
Oh, man. I think they're going to try to take the planet back.
I think it's going to be exploring Mandalore more.
That's cool, man.
And having a lot more Mandalorians.
I think there's going to be a lot more fucking Boba Fett helmets out there now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You think that's going to be the new cosplay thing? So
everybody.
Prevent the spread of COVID with your... You're fucking.
Hey, I pre-ordered my Mando helmet.
Did you?
Well, I did, and mine came crushed. So
you got the other one, right?
I got the official one though.
Yeah. That means shit.
I didn't get the off market one. I got the official one.
You got the one with the starter label.
Yeah,
like an old starter jacket.
I got the one with the big medallion on the side.
Yeah, yeah. What is this fucking Key and Peele? Yeah. Like, uh huh. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's wrapped in the plastic. It's got the register.
No,
on
dude,
it.
I I've been blowing my load on Star Wars helmets lately. I don't know. I'm like, I want that one.
The cool one's the bomber, like the black one where they wear in like the TIE bombers.
Those
are pretty fucking sick.
That was a Battle Force One TIE fighter helmet that I bought. And I bought the
red one?
Yeah, the one with the flamethrower. And then I bought the Cardinal red one that's a Target exclusive that's coming out.
Sweet. Let's just jump into Week in Geek, dude. Go then.
Well, that's just Star Wars Week in Geek.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, are we going to do Week in Geek in this episode?
We do a Star Wars Week in Geek.
Yeah, let's do a Star Wars.
I mean, dude, my whole week's been Star Wars, dude.
Star Wars.
I decided this year I'm going to jump back into the resale. I'm not taking your Ninja Turtles from you.
Nah, man. Fair's game, dude.
Ninja Turtles is all you guys. If I come across a lot, I'll sell it to you.
I don't really sell them. I just kind of.
I know you collect them for your diorama.
Well, that's why when you were like, "Oh, let's go thrifting today," I was like, "Fuck you, dude! I ain't telling you where I'm going, bro." I'm like, "I've been out since fucking 8 a.m., bitch."
I know all the stores you go to. You put them in your goddamn videos,
but you don't know fucking when I'm going. Dude, you can
go to the Savers on Endor.
You can go to all different times, man. You'll find something. You just got to know what to look for, man.
Hey. I found that starter shirt and you didn't.
I had it in my hand, bro. I just put it back.
So what'd you buy this week then?
What did I buy? Things. So yeah. Okay, I bought, like I was saying, I bought those four helmets.
Do you shine them?
I don't, but I tried them on. They're pretty fun to wear.
Nice.
You can't see shit, so I can understand why stormtroopers can't like shoot worth fucking damn. Because dude, I put that on, I'm like, I can't see shit.
So I definitely fucking go to the Instagram. And you can see him with those helmets on, dude.
Feels like I'm shooting at my sister's kids.
Pretty much, dude. Feel like goddamn sister's kids or something. No, but yeah, I bought those.
Grab me a beer.
I probably spent another $400 on Star Wars.
Damn.
Wow.
The Black Series figures.
Jesus,
oh, did
dude.
You get the Mando figure?
I got pre-ordered the Mando figure. Nice. I got a whole set of all, like, the bad guys. So it's got Kylo Ren, Darth Vader, who was Ray Park?
Dark Maul. Nice.
Yeah, it's got, like, a whole set. I got all the droids set. I got all the Mando set.
So, I mean, are those... What's the flip value on that, dude? I mean,
I've got it for an undisclosed price that I don't want to tell, but they're going for like $40-$50, so I'm gonna make my money.
Okay,
I spent $29 on the Mando figure, like the one with the jetpack, and he's got that extra pauldron, like after he fights the Mudhorn.
Yeah,
so I have that one. I wanted to get the one that had him and the child that had the little circle thing, that he, like the bassinet. I didn't get that, but probably should have.
Yeah, the Mando ones are getting harder, and so are the Boba Fett ones. I snagged a couple Boba Fetts, and I got the IG-11.
Yeah.
Or the IG-88.
That one's fucking cool.
It's 11, and we'll talk about that one in a second. I think I hit it. I can't remember if we talked about that before, but I'll fucking talk about it again. I don't give a shit.
I grabbed that. I got the Mandalorian's Nerf gun.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
I got.
Funny,
I grabbed
Jesus,
that.
Dude.
I just want to touch it.
I tried to buy the Black Saber because the Black Saber came on pre-sale. It already sold out. I was pissed because I wanted to buy that one.
Those guys are fucking crazy, man. I'm telling you, like the Hasbro Pulse and all that. Yeah. It's like they're like, oh yeah, do you want to spend $700 on an X-Men Sentinel? No, I really don't. And that's me. I don't.
But in the span of things, dude, is there that many big X-Fans left? X-Men
yes,
fans left?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Because dude, X-Men
they blew their Kickstarter
fucking
out
stupid.
Of the world. No, they blew. No, X-Men is the big Marvel Legends. Like, they do, like, three waves a year, and it's usually, like, Avengers, Spider-Man, X-Men. Because the hard one to get is always the X-Men.
Because, like, for superheroes, I was a fan of X-Men when I was, like, fucking, like, 10.
Yeah, dude. I was a big Wolverine fan as a kid.
Yeah, it was the best comic when
and then I grew out of it. And I went moved on to cooler shit, dude, like tits.
I like tits. Look, you don't have to not exclusively like tits
I'm
and
kidding.
Like
oh,
X-Men.
I'm just busting.
Hey, that's why I like
or Star Wars.
That's why I like cosplay so much.
Yeah, dude.
I decided the next girl I date, she needs to be a cosplayer so I can just be like, yeah, why don't you put that on?
So, like, favorite thing.
That's obtainable.
Favorite thing you bought, dude, like, so far. I mean, what popped in your head?
Dude, it's got to be the helmet collection.
Anything
dude.
You're going to keep?
Oh, dude, the helmets.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I thought about flipping those, but, dude, they're just too cool. I just don't want to sell them. At least not right now. I'm too just looking, but all the figures, those are going. And then I also got a Mandalorian skateboard from Element.
Nice, dude.
So I'm going to sell that.
That's
and then
cool as fuck.
I got a couple of big figs of Kylo Ren and a couple of the Stormtroopers.
Like the newer ones, yeah?
Yeah, they're from the last three movies.
Yeah.
You had that cool one with like
the blood on
the
helmet. That one's actually
that
worth money because they don't
cool
make that one because the blood.
Nice.
Because it triggers people. They don't want the blood.
Funny.
So that one's actually worth like almost $150.
Oh, seriously?
Man,
yeah.
Wow. You got it for
Loose?
$5.
Yeah, I bought it on clearance for like $5 back in the day.
Wow.
Damn.
That was our mascot for a while.
Yeah. He was our thing in our backdrop of our last show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So yeah, dude, but yeah, the helmets are definitely like the cool thing. Like I'm waiting for the Mando helmet to come.
Yeah.
But I mean it's pretty cool, dude. They got the little voice changers in them and everything.
That is cool, dude.
Yeah. I think they're awesome. Those Stormtrooper helmets, like the one with the red, like the flamethrower one,
yeah,
and then the one that's all red, that thing is so badass.
The all red one looks badass. I can't wait for that one to come, because I saw a guy who reviewed it, and actually he was talking about the preset. I'm like, gotta get it. Yeah, nice. Pretty much was like, as soon as I was like, damn, I was like, because, dude, red's my favorite color. You get me on anything with red. I mean, if anybody knows me.
Matches your truck.
Exactly. I was about to say, anybody that knows me, look at my car, dude. It's the fucking bright fire engine red. So I was
you
like,
have red pubes?
Yeah, I do.
No.
I got a red goatee. I got red pubes. No.
I just ate a bunch of red Twizzlers. I'm drinking cherry Coke.
Yeah,
what the fuck's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, I bleed red. I pee red.
Yeah.
I shit red.
I listen to Cherry Pie by fucking Warren or whatever the fucking.
Seven.
I listen to Cherry Pie by Warren. On fucking Ron repeat.
She's my cherry pie.
I like
Ooh, drink
I
water.
I like Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
My favorite movie is John Malkovich and Red. Oh, my favorite Eminem is Red.
R-E-D, Red.
Red.
I like my sandwich with bread, which rhymes with red. It's like, all right, okay. Getting a little off topic, but all right.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that bright cardinal red helmet. Dude, when that helmet comes, I'm going to be fucking wearing it everywhere.
Nice, dude.
You're like, hey, what's going on?
I'm not going to lie, dude. I was thinking about wearing one of the Stormtrooper helmets to the store since it has the voice changer in it. So like,
I'm just buying some eggs, bitch.
So I'm going to be like, here's a smart mask.
You know what? No one would say shit to you, bro.
There'd probably be a lot of people that take pictures of me.
I'm sure.
You're like, hey.
And this fucking idiot wearing a fucking mask.
Well, if I go to a GameStop, I'm sure it'd be fine.
Especially when I'm walking around going,
just have it playing, dude. On a little speaker. So, dude, my big purchase, I paid for it in January of this year. I pre-ordered it in January, and the fucking thing came. I hinted on it a little bit a couple episodes ago, but I bought that fucking the child. It still says the child on there because I'm sure
they didn't have a name
yet. From Sideshow Collectibles, a life-size one, super realistic. And I have to say, dude, it's pretty disappointing. It looks good, but, like, you can't pose it. You can't take it and just kind of make it your own. Yeah. And, you know, so, like, I have it up high, and it looks like he's just staring up at a fucking spider, like, on the ceiling, dude. Like, it's like, what's this fucking dude looking at?
What are you looking at? What the hell is he looking
at? You
know,
like, if I could just take his head and just kind of just lower it a little bit. Because you want to make eye contact
like,
with it,
I agree with that. Like, the head should articulate. Just a little bit. Arms.
I'm not asking for fucking full I just want the shoulders to go up and down so he could use the force, and then tilt his head up or down. Not fucking big ass, dude. But when you have people on YouTube hacking this fucking thing up, dude, and making it move and sit down, it's like, you know, you fucked up, dude. And the thing wasn't cheap, dude.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. I mean,
and dude, they blew their load on that red cheeks, dude. He's got some rosy ass, like, Christmas cheeks.
Yeah.
Like, he was outside. Like his hair. He was outside in the winter.
He's a little guy, dude. I mean, he's winded, dude. You know, he's in space. It's the cold of space, dick. That's why he's got the fucking coat on.
It
dude.
Looks like he's got
the eyes look good.
It
too.
Looks like it's Halloween and he's trying to go as the Joker.
So
it's
definitely like they
only whores use Rouge Grogu.
Like fucking they whoever sculpted the thing, they blew their load on that. That's where your money's at. And the money's on the soft goods. It's got a little zipper. The thing, a little kid could wear that coat, dude. Huh. Like, it's that, it's aligned in the inside with fur. It's got a little dicky, dude. I mean, it's to the nines, dude, for sure. But, you know, just, like, if they could have just took it a little bit further, dude, you know, because when you take the coat off, I just wanted to see what was underneath. It's basically just a plain plastic shell that they didn't even do anything with. So they could have just kept that texture up. Not, I'm saying I don't want to see a little fucking baby fucking Grogu dick or anything. But like, you know, just because some, you know, some weirdos are either going to put clothes on it.
Well, look at that. It looks like your tripod.
You know what I'm talking about? Like,
just, baby's on just, apple.
Just taking it a little bit further for that price point, dude, you know?
So do you think anyone's going to try to recreate the Nirvana Nevermind cover with Grogu now?
I'm sure they will, man. It's cool, dude.
He's chasing the little silver ball.
After having it for a couple weeks, it's nice, dude. You know,
it's like a new pair of underwear. No. First, it's constrictive, but then it becomes a part of you.
It's not a part of me yet, but it's definitely grown on me. And, you know, I like it. And, you know, it's cool to have. And maybe I can flip it in 5 years for triple my money.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think it looks cool as fuck. I mean, for the price, no, definitely not. Buy the $24.99 one.
With the shipping, it was like $410.
Yeah, I think the Target exclusive one, like, save your money and just get that one. Yeah.
I mean, if you...
We keep ours on the couch and just, like, you're having a bad day, you just, like, reach over, you're like...
Punch it.
I didn't even realize. I'm like, am I fucking holding Grogu? Oh, yeah.
Well, that's just your girlfriend's trick to go, don't you want a baby?
Be shit. Like, does the baby use the force?
I'm in.
They're like,
damn it, I'm in.
Then, you son of a bitch.
See, you went all Mando, and you were buying a bunch of Mando shit. See, I did that in the beginning, and I'm off that train, because you can't find that shit for cheap anywhere.
No,
I moved down to, like, two tiers below Mando. I'm like, I really like IG-88 from, you know... Fucking Empire Strikes Back. He's a cool robot.
Let's talk about your giant one.
And then
let's talk about the giant one in the room here.
So I bought that one when I was out in California.
That's sick, dude.
It is basically just I think it came out in 2013. It's just a jumbo size 12-inch IG-88.
And it looks like the one from the original series.
Kenner, it's scanned from that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So let's talk about the big mistake on it.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, so that's an error card, dude. So they fixed it, but I got one. So
It's part of the Gentle Giant series.
Yes,
but look how cool it is that there's peg holes in it and shit. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and it's cool that this package is sealable, resealable. Yeah. So you can take them out and put them back in if you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm definitely gonna pop him out. So I'm collecting IG-11s because he's a little bit cheaper to get than the Mando stuff, and there's so many different. You know, versions of them. You got pops. You got
Legos.
Ones, you got Lego ones. All kinds.
Yeah, I sent you that new pop one that he's got the baby Yoda on him.
Yeah, so I'm definitely gonna pre-order that. So I figured if I'm gonna collect anything from the Mandalorian, it's gonna be that. I'm gonna, you know, I'll be able to find that stuff for relatively cheap. And you know, it's just you don't see people who like IG fucking 88 or IG 11. He's just a cool looking robot, dude. And then In the original movies, he didn't even have legs. They just made
him.
Yeah. Fucking, and then they, oh, shit, this figure needs legs.
At
the theme park,
they had, like, a bunch of pieces of droids like him. And, like, some of them, like, light up and shit like that in the droid-making place.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. Like, they have a whole ton of stuff.
Could you make an IG droid? Or does
I think you, I can only think. I think know. You can only make the R2-D2.
Fuck,
you make R2-D2 or BB-8.
Nope.
But they have like different
colors
stuff,
and
like,
stuff
like they
that.
Have merchandise for him there.
Do not take my money, dude.
Well, yeah.
You can take my money. I love R2-D2.
You'd probably go there and be like, I want to build a lightsaber or something. So.
No, not for the price they're charging.
Yeah, no, dude, those lightsaber prices, holy shit.
If I'm going to build my own lightsaber, I'm going to order the kit where it's actual metal.
Yeah.
And you make your own. Like, it's, like, heavy. It's got the weight. And you put, like, you build it yourself, dude.
I've seen some cool ones at the cons and all that. Like, those ones that you can actually, like, fight people with. Yeah. Those are pretty fun. So, yeah, I just don't want one.
Yeah. What'd you buy Star Wars this week?
I have a Cara Dune coming, so
Which one?
I picked up the black, the Star Wars black one, so it's
On the retro the 7-inch on the retro?
Yeah. It's like the 7.5 that matches the Mando, so I have the tiny-ass baby Yoda that they gave us, right? And then I have, like, the regular size Mando that I was talking about.
The one that comes with the fucking...
the Beskar Steel.
The Beskar Steel, or no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Beskar
Steel. Nice.
And I have the new Funko Pop that they did, which is him, and he's so it's Mando with his jetpack going, and he's holding the child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So so that's what I did, and I told you guys a couple times I have some dirt from the set of episodes 1 and
3. Oh, we heard this 65 times.
But now featured in episode 1 of season 2. So fuck you. But I'm gonna put him in a shadow box and try to get. The sand in there somehow.
Nice.
So that'll be sick. Yeah. So I don't have as much, but it's pretty good pickings out there. It's nice because you can go all over now and still find Mando stuff.
Yeah.
You're gonna pay for it like a motherfucker.
Like gold now. Like if you see it at the store, dude, just buy it.
I have never seen the Lego set of the Razor Crest. I've never seen that in a store. Not once.
Yeah, there's some Star Wars stuff that's definitely can't find in the store.
I'm still sitting on that big bin of Star Wars Legos I have, dude. All them.
Do you have an IG in that?
I might, dude. Yeah. I'll look, but.
Yeah. See, I got the. Well, it's like the Nerf guns, dude. Like I just got his little blaster.
Mm-hmm.
They have a full size like Mando rifle.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool looking. But
what's
it
shoot?
Like little darts.
Oh, little sharts, dude.
Yeah,
nice.
But that's like $120.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, there's no way.
That's like
there's no way.
That's like a dollar an inch, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. It's for cosplayers, dude, because then they don't have to make anything. They can just really paint it, and then they got the Mando gun.
And if it's a Nerf gun, you don't have to worry about it. They're like, oh, it's the fucking Nerf gun.
Let that's what I'm saying. That stuff's kind of built for, like, cosplayers because it's just an easy hack. I don't have to build it. It's already pre-built. I just got to paint it.
I just got to make it look dirty.
Yeah. I remember having Nerf wars and shit like that. That was awesome.
We used to do squirt guns, and then we would pee in the in the super soakers.
Super soaker.
And then we'd
like, gross.
Yeah,
I used to do it where like you twisted the top of it a little bit and then slapped it so it shot up, the little tube thing.
Oh, God. I did all kinds. I had like a whole gauntlet set up and all that, but like people would attack me, and I had like Sunny D bottles that had like the Nerf balls in them. I'd just run by and stomp on them so they'd like shoot at people.
Nice,
dude. It was fucking Rambo shit.
Yeah, dude, I remember I had, like, the bazooka one, too. It was, like, like the big pump thing, dude. Those balls fucking hurt when you got hit, dude.
Yeah,
like,
if you were close enough.
Some Nerf guns retain their value. You know, a lot of the Star Wars Nerf guns really do. So I've got a couple of the Star ones in the garage that I got for super cheap at garage sales. And I just haven't got around to listing them on eBay yet. Yeah. But, you know.
I wanted to get a Nerf bow and arrow and hang it over my mantelpiece.
Nice.
You know, like, be like, someone walks in my house, they're like, oh, I know how you roll.
Yeah.
They're like, nice, don't make me pull that down. You're taking my daughter out? I got a Nerf bow and arrow.
Nice, dude. So, yeah, so let's wrap this episode up.
Yeah.
And then we'll record a second one for next week. So, you guys have to listen.
Yeah.
Wait a week.
Mandalorian, get out there and watch it.
If you do, I'm serious.
Watch it again.
Seriously. If you don't watch Mandalorian, then fuck you.
You're a pussy, dude.
How is Disney going to get any money if you don't fucking watch it?
Well, did you
Aren't you concerned about
them? Okay, last thing and then we'll end, dude. Did you hear that they already announced Marvel? Or you're going to be able to stream all the new movies instantly?
Oh, so that's a big deal then.
Yeah,
so,
big deal.
Wow.
That's a deal.
Well, they got
Black Widow?
Black Widow.
That's because they're really having to fight with DC because DC's kind of doing that now with HBO Max.
They're like, yeah, just fuck it. No one's gonna watch anyway. Just put it on.
Well, they're like, oh, the theaters are closed. Let's just stick it out.
I'm okay with
this. And too, there's so many streaming services now that they're having to fight for, like, subscribers.
I know,
so,
dude.
They're like, how do we keep them? How
I
do we
really
keep them?
I really wish they would do an X-rated version of Wonder Woman 1984 where she just, like, fucks the whole movie, dude.
I'll show you that one after we
All right, cool, man. All okay. right.
That's Wonder Woman.
That'll lead into my next episode.
That's called Wonder Woman 84 Dicks.
Nice. Wonder Woman.
And that's the soundbite.
Dude, nice. Wonder Woman does Dallas or
yep,
what? Nice, man.